Students and faculty at Northeastern University are demanding their school issue a public apology for what they say are false charges of anti-Semitism during recent protests. School administrators cited the slurs as justification for police to dismantle a pro-Palestinian encampment and make arrests. Second-year student Grace Sanford says it was a counter-protester who made the remarks to provoke a confrontation.
When those remarks were said by counter-protesters, they were booed by all of the individuals who were taking part in the encampment.
Sanford says the encampment was a space for teach-ins and art making in which Jewish student groups also took part. Faculty say the school needs to correct the record and that false claims of anti-Semitism only heighten the dangers for Jews by distracting from real threats. More than 2,000 people have been arrested at more than 50 college campuses over the past few weeks as students demand their schools divest from Israeli or other companies profiting from the war in Gaza. Sanford says college students have long been on the right side of history when it comes to human rights and that students will keep up the effort.
We're transitioning to be the leaders of all of these different institutions and corporations and governments. And I think we're voicing what we want this world to look like.
Sanford says students and faculty are asking school administration to drop the charges against the nearly 100 protesters arrested at Northeastern, a move announced by Emerson University administrators to their school body last week. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.